The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Dave Prieger with you here on the Power Hour. It is Wednesday, hump day, December 14th, 2022. And of course, nothing changes in the news. But first, a lot of things are happening at the Power Mall. There's 20% off of OptiVita's basic essentials. So you get to take advantage of that all the way through the end of December. And of course, now back in stock, if you haven't gotten your Grown by Nature Pro Magnesium supplements yet, we got 10% off of those this week. They come 60 tablets to a glass bottle. They're an organic matrix form of magnesium, 100 milligram tablet potency, combined in a probiotic culture, which is non-dairy. So those of you with lactose intolerance, you don't have to worry about taking this stuff. We also have 10% off Global Healing Center products, and the OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle is still on sale for $53. And don't forget to add your silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita Silver Liquid, 10 part per million, to complete the Winter Wellness Bundle. And, of course, for those of you who are dialing in on the Rents Radio Network, we thank you so much for your nice comments and everything that's we're hearing from everyone on that network. It's wonderful. Glad to have you aboard. Glad we're a part of it. Our guest today, Clayton Llewellyn at 11:30, Senator Ted Harvey, former senator who retired from Colorado, StopJoe.com. Yeah. And Steve Hayes at 12:30, president of fairtax.org. And you know what we'd be talking about there? Sleepy Joe is talking about raising your taxes again. I really don't think that it's up to Sleepy Joe to raise your taxes. Actually, it would be up to Congress. But you see, the media must be sleeping with Joe. Or how many of you media people out there in the liberal mainstream media has Joe sniffed your hair? I know Joe signed the protection of the, you know, this, what, gay rights to get married. They codified Obergefell, and he signed that yesterday, and there was a whole bunch, apparently, gays and drag queens there. They must have had a real party after that, if you get my drift. Maybe Joe took part in it. Who knows? Yep. He is a real piece of work, isn't he? Gotta love it. Yeah, we'll be talking all about the food shortage, which we deem here worldwide, is upcoming, and it's planned. Seriously, we'll be talking about that later in the hour today. And, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls as well. Any questions that you might have? Sam Bankman-Fried, I have a feeling he's going to be making the news for quite some time. And you know what's really funny is everybody, see, we were already analyzing this way before, why the authorities in the Bahamas arrested him. He's going to be in there until at least February 8th from what we're told. And he's going to be in the Bahamian jail before they extradite him to New York. And, of course, the attorney for the Southern District of New York told reporters that SBF faces charges of wire fraud, conspiracy, and campaign finance violation. So why did they arrest him the day before he was supposed to testify to Congress? I think everybody that's listening to the show already knows the answer to that question. And that is because he was going to spill all. He was going to tell who he donated money to on both the Democrats and Republicans. And all of those candidates would be ostracized for taking dark money, especially money that was laundered. We know it was through Ukraine back into FTX and back into America. And all these people, including Maxine Waters, she took money too. And you notice how quick she was to condemn him on camera after they realized he wasn't going to be testifying before the committee. First off, she was looking forward to having him. Next thing you know, oh, that terrible man. Must be a racist, huh, Maxine? Now, you see, it takes one to know one. I think they have overplayed the race card and made everybody, even African-American people, sick to their stomach. I think we're all sick of Congress at this point in time. I know that because of what happened with the lockdowns and because Congress was so quick to just let everybody and their brother get away with these jabs, killing people, adversely affecting them, increasing the number of reports in the VAERS system and then covered it up and lied about it. I think half of America probably understands they've been fooled. We won't get fooled again. Yep, that could happen. We'll see how awake America is. Because I see half of America is asleep and continues to bleat like sheep. And every time one of those Moderna commercials comes on TV, oh, they call up their local grocery store or drugstore, their pharmacy, and make an appointment to go in and get another booster. Why don't you get 20 of them and do us a favor and drop dead? You know, see, that's less arguendo going on out there. If these people are going to be that stupid, it's called out of the gene pool. Just the way it is. I mean, Dr. Edward Group was on the show yesterday, if you were listening, and he said, you got 3 to 5 years. And I'm like, whoa. Now, you're not the first person, Dr. Ed Group, that has said that. Michael Yeadon from Pfizer, who is a former chief science officer for Pfizer, said the same thing. You got 3 to 5 years to live. And all these people, they're in denial. No, we're going to live a long time. They're all full of the proverbial caca. Nope, sorry. When they start dropping dead and the insurance companies have to start paying out, and what happens when that happens? Insurance companies start going bust? They'll have to start cashing in their assets and selling their assets off to pay all the death claims. Think about that for a minute, where they have all their money tied up. Yeah, life insurance companies are going to have a real interesting time paying that off. And then you got to determine whether or not it was a bioweapon. What happens when they come at you with that argument? Well, we're not paying that because that was a bioweapon. That was an act of war. And so we're not going to pay the claim. What happens when that happens? See, somebody's going to think about it. Somebody in the insurance industry is going to think about it and say, wait a minute, if this is a bioweapon, that might be our ace in the hole. That might be our way out. We don't have to pay claims on these insurance policies because of that. Think about it for a minute. Is that a possibility? You, like Rowan and Martin used to say, you bet your sweet bippy. And of course, Canada. Now we have a big impending expansion of assisted suicide to people suffering from mental illness. All they got to determine is that you're crazy. And if they do that, well, we have publicly funded euthanasia for you. And it's not those little people over in Vietnam that Robin Williams talked about in Gavorting Vietnam. Remember that? Ooh, you're among the little people now. We represent the Harbin Army, the Harbin Army. Who? Father Ho Chi Minh Trail. Father Ho Chi Minh Trail. Remember that? Sure you do. That was one of the best monologues I've heard a radio DJ do. And he was actually portraying Adrian Cronauer, who is real, by the way. We've interviewed people on this show that actually knew Adrian Cronauer and met him. So, medical assistance in dying or MAID. Isn't that funny? And no, the lady in the little French outfit's not going to come there to give you the jab. No, it's going to be their medical professionals. Oh, you want to go to sleep now, sir? Okay. All too efficient way to balance the books and knock out half their population. Imagine that. If you want to get rid of a loved one in Canada, all you got to do is go to court, get conservatorship, and say they're mentally ill. We need to put them out of their misery. Bada bing, bada boom. Australian authorities, meanwhile, in Queensland, are investigating the motives behind three individuals who ambushed, shot, and killed two officers investigating a routine missing person report. A couple days ago, six individuals in total were killed in the incident. Largest loss of police life the state force has suffered in years. Gee, they were shot? And here I thought they were taking guns away from everyone. Huh. Amazing how that works, isn't it? And now they're going out and shooting cops. No different here in America. When you take away all the guns, who's going to have them? the criminals. So the people in D.C., see, apparently they haven't been victimized enough. They haven't had the opportune moment like some of us have here in America, in the hinterland, to be confronted by somebody like Seth Rich was, being gunned down in a street corner. They just, not enough people. When you start seeing the higher echelon being confronted and taken out by gunfire, then things will start to change because they're figuring, oh, they're a bunch of NIMBYs. Not in my backyard. That's what NIMBY stands for. For those of you who don't know, you do now. If I call somebody a NIMBY, it's not that I'm making fun. Okay? Understand, this is serious business. To have the echelon who we've elected into public office all of a sudden have to face the music and meet their maker because some criminal that they just let out, that some blue state city DA just let out of jail, who got emboldened to decide, I think I'm going to go out and get me a politician today. Imagine how that works. And what's that going to do to change things? Probably not a damn thing. I'm still waiting for somebody to send me one of those bumper stickers that says Biden Fetterman 2024. It's a no-brainer. I'll put it on my car. I swear I will. Just to get a laugh. It's always about laugh, isn't it? Yeah, see, we can't take life too seriously. What was that they said on Van Wilder? You can't take life too seriously. You'll never come out of it alive. Yeah. Police raids in Germany carried out across that country against the far-left climate radical group, The Last Generation, which is now under investigation for allegedly forming a criminal organization, potentially to blow up an oil refinery earlier this year. Yep, march them all off to the gulag, folks, or is it the Stalag? Eins, zwei, drei, vier. Hogan, 30 days in the gulag. Shut up, Klink. And, of course, our wannabe porn star, Volodymyr Zelensky, is begging for all of the different countries that are supporting Ukraine to pledge an additional 1.1 billion euros in emergency winter aid. And, of course, you know, I can see him in some porn movie satirically humping a Patriot missile. Now, here's the thing. What happens when they start launching all these Patriot missiles the U.S. is going to send them into Russia? Well, don't you think that the Russians are going to take the leftovers of the missile after it blows up and analyze it to see what it was that actually blew up? And they're going to find out it was United States military hardware. And they're going to go, wait a minute, looks like the U.S. is directly involved in the war. It's not a proxy war anymore if the U.S. is there and they're training these soldiers to actively engage against us. You see, this administration and administrations like it are just itching for a nuclear war. They can't get rid of the world population fast enough to suit their objectives. And so, hey, yeah, that's why we all are going out and buying Nuke Protect, isn't it? Yeah, you try to go online and find yourself some potassium iodate, they can't make it fast enough. So that's why we have Nuke Protect at the Power Mall, so you can start replacing the bad iodine with the good stuff. We've got a video on there about conservative MP Andrew Bridgen calling for complete suspension of the mRNA jab, stating unprecedented harms and close to a non-existent benefit. This is over in the UK. In an extraordinary British parliamentary speech. It's wondering when people are going to start waking up over there. And in Norway, believe it or not, a lesbian artist in Norway is facing criminal hate speech charges, punishable by up to 3 years in the slammer for stating it's impossible for a man to become a lesbian. Well, apparently everybody else over there thinks it's possible. Yeah. Wow. Transgender activist Christine Gentoft, a man who claims to be a lesbian mother, on a site featuring feminist news and opinion, apparently got themselves in trouble after posting that on Facebook. Prominent Norwegian transgender. There's only so much these countries are going to start putting up with this nonsense, and they're going to go, there is no way. I mean, these guys that go out there and think they can have a sex change, keep their wiener and do Anthony Wieners and send pictures to people and have affairs with women and wear a skirt and rape 9-year-olds or ninth graders in restrooms in public schools claiming they're lesbian are out of their mind. Maybe they should go to Canada, where those out of their mind have another option. It's called euthanasia. What a great way to get rid of the crazy bunch. Yeah, you all want to run up there? Start the draft again, and we'll see how many gays run to Canada. Yeah, there you go. Then you just chase them up there and tell the Canadians they're crazy. And they'll put them out of their misery for you. See, they're looking for every which way they can to kill as many people as they can. I know. You're saying to yourself, Dave Krieger, how can you say stuff like that? We've been living in peace now, and then all of a sudden now this, well, you know what the Bible says about, you know, the things coming upon you? Things coming upon you like a woman in travail, like in labor, from which there is no escape. You see, and all this stuff's been happening right under our noses. Democrats are now waging a holy war on Christian America, from climate to wokeness to gender. And see, the parents are standing up. They're now suing school districts and their individual board members. Yeah, the COVID cult. Man, this is all about a replay, a redo of George Orwell's 1984. Yes, Winston loved Big Brother. They had himself brainwashed. But see, now they're doing thought crime. And all they got to do, you know, then we got abortion. There's another one for you. They get everybody divided on all these little moral things. It's crazy. Never mind that 1,100 scientists and scholars recently signed a document affirming there's no climate emergency. The left doesn't care. The COVID cult doesn't care. As long as they have a way to brainwash all of you people serving on juries that we eloquently refer to as 12 brain deads, and you all believe it, fine. You'll meet your maker sooner than later, because you went out and got the jab and you were told 3 to 5 years by the very people that made it. Biden, of course, we told you he signed that marriage can be between people of the same sex. Hey, Joe, I got a great idea. Why don't you divorce the doctor and marry one of those drag queens, and that's your just ultimate high? Yeah, the two of you can have buggery behind closed doors. How about that? Oh, God forbid. Jesus, just got a visual. Yeah, the Democrats just can't get enough of that. Makes you wonder what's going on behind closed doors in Congress, right? How many young kids are they trafficking in Congress? That's what I want to know. But forget the gay. Let's talk about how much these young kids are being trafficked behind the hallowed halls. A judge overseeing Republican Arizona gubernatorial candidate Kari Lake's electoral lawsuit ordered Lake Secretary of State and Arizona Governor-elect Hobbs, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, officials, and others to appear at a court hearing yesterday. Said the matter will be set on an accelerated basis. In other words, they're going to get right to this. They're not going to delay. They've had three whistleblowers from Maricopa County reach out and say the system is seriously flawed. And, of course, now they want to get to the bottom of it. Lake said about an additional 25,000 additional ballots and early voting ballots were discovered 2 days after Election Day, adding they just showed up. Shows the whole system's got serious problems. Up to 135,000 ballots were pushed through that should have not been pushed through, Lake added, without elaborating. We're asking a judge to let us take a look at all the envelopes, compare the signatures so we can find out for sure how many bad, fraudulent ballots got through in that way or basically cheating or breaking the rules. See, until more people start to go to jail, you see, and you just hate to wish that on people, but you know, if you're not going to have a free, fair, and honest election in this country, you need to do something about it. You got to stop it. Otherwise, we've given up on the system, and there you go. And what happens is when society starts to implode and you start seeing more civil unrest, law-abiding citizens start getting into the act, because the cops will do nothing because they've been defunded and they've got an axe to grind and a bone to pick with the current administration. They're not going to answer 911 calls. You're going to have to fight your own battles. So keep your powder dry. In fact, the more powder you can get, the better, I would think. Bipartisan group of lawmakers is also seeking to ban social media giant TikTok from operating in the U.S. altogether. They think it's a threat to national security. Do you agree? And lobbyists are trying to slip that damn JCPA media cartel bill into the omnibus package to try to keep the government afloat. And see, there's one thing that Kevin McCarthy said very recently that I finally agree with. Something he said I can agree with, and that's these outgoing senators like Leahy and others should not be involved in negotiating pork. Yeah, you want to know about the appropriations bill? Leahy negotiated $213 million worth of earmarks in this latest $5.3 billion worth of pork added onto the bill. Richard Shelby from Alabama takes the top honors with $656 million, followed by Imhoff of Oklahoma with $511 million. He's Republican. Murkowski in Alaska, now you know why we want to get rid of her. $490 million of pork. Yep, you bunch of porkers up there in Congress, they're all trying to slip all this crap into the omnibus bill because this is what they do. And hey, as long as we, the people, keep voting them in, the same crap's going to happen, right? Yeah, they've struck a deal. Let's make a deal. Yeah, let's see who gets to pass this bipartisan bicameral framework should allow us to finish an omnibus appropriation bill that can pass the House and the Senate and be signed into law by the president, according to Politico. Ha, there you go. Left-wing media is pushing this thing. Yeah, we have a chart that we're going to include in your email blast, which you got to look at because you're going to be spitting bullets. Yep. Like fire. Yep. That's McCarthy. We can't have a spending increase in omnibus written by people who are retiring and unaccountable to the voters. That's right, Kevin. Thank you for that. Meanwhile, Meta has been sued again, this time for $2 billion over Facebook post rousing hate in Ethiopia. You see, it all comes to the chickens do come home to roost. What can I say? We will have more information for you here about what to do about this upcoming food shortage after our break. That food shortage, it is happening. Folks, if you don't believe me, wait till you hear this next segment coming up on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Welcome back to the segment. And before we went to break, we were talking about food shortage. Yep. And of course, we have the authority, the foremost authority. We try to get the foremost authorities on this show. Clayton Llewellyn is with us, and because of the fact that we also are marketing and selling Heaven's Harvest Emergency Survival Food, here's a great idea for Christmas gifts, folks. Give the gift of preparedness to your loved ones. Send them a message, especially the ones that are woke, because they're going to get this bucket of food from Heaven's Harvest and go, all right, what's this stuff? And then they're going to wonder, and they're going to call you, and they go, what are you sending me this for? Just so you have something to tide you over in case. There are a lot of other people out there that send out these 72-hour emergency. I got to tell you something about those kits. Good luck if you have to bug out and you're taking one of those with. How are you going to prepare that out in the wild? when you're migrating across the country trying to get away from UN troops. How's that possible? I don't know. Maybe I'm just going way too far out there, way out in the field. But Clayton, here's the thing. We have factors threatening our food supply. And you've been paying very close attention to the headlines. Poor countries, obviously we know there's going to be a problem there. The UN is now reporting record food import prices are threatening food insecurity. In Africa, women are trading sex for food, which increases HIV risk. The world is facing the world food crisis in modern history. I mean, these are the headlines you've been looking at. And so, you know, what's your overall take on the state of things? We are facing a food shortage, are we not?
Dave, absolutely. You know, we keep sounding the alarm. Very few people are getting ready for it. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day that if I had known there was going to be a toilet paper shortage, I'd have come on here and said, hey, here's a little heads up. There's going to be a toilet paper shortage. Go buy some toilet paper before the rest of the country is looking for it. If I'd have known there was going to be a baby formula shortage, I'd have come on here and said, hey, guess what? In a month, there's going to be a baby formula shortage. Go buy some baby formula. I can tell you right now, there's going to be a food shortage. Get some survival food because you're going to need it. We're trying to stock our seed kits right now. And just to give you some kind of an idea of the cost, the inflation between the fertilizers, the seed kit right there. When we place our orders for those seeds last year at this exact same time, it was costing $17,000 per order of seeds. But like, you know what I mean? Every time we would get together and order, it cost $17,000 to package enough buckets, you know, for that round. We just placed an order yesterday. It was a little over $40,000 for this round of seeds. So that's how much the seeds have gone up in the last year. Now, obviously, that's supply and demand, so the supply is low on them, which means next year when we start planting crops again, we haven't seen expensive food yet. It's only going to get worse.
So you're going to actually, those out there who are stocking up and preparing and getting the seed kits, you are going to realize that your garden that you're growing your food on right now not only is going to be your potential sustenance in the future, and you may be actually canning and then drying and replanting these heirloom seeds again and again and again so you can continue to eat through this crisis. You're going to watch your neighbors who are not prepared, who don't know anything about gardening, who are too lazy to do anything because they think that eggs, for example, come from the store. This is the mentality that half of America is in right now, folks. And you can't, especially Gen Z, you or millennials, you can't educate these people to do anything productive because they all think that they could just go to the store and buy whatever they need whenever they want. And I think grandma and grandpa, remember a long time ago, folks, your grandparents, and that's a majority of our listeners here, Clayton, they can. They learn how to do canning. They put away.
And you know what? We've had some reckoning here lately, and you just saying that the grandparents, our grandparents are the ones that are listening right now. You said something earlier in the show that Dave, I hate to disagree with you, but I got to disagree with you. And this didn't hit me until probably 2 months ago. And it was kind of an enlightening for me and the whole company, because every time we talk about survival, what's the first thing we talk about doing? Loading up our backpacks, throwing food on our back and going out into the woods. When you see somebody talking about survival, what's the first thing they do? They take you out into the woods and they show you how to filter water from a stream. Face it, that's not the reality of it. What happened during COVID? What's the first thing they told us to do? Go home and shelter in place. That's where you're going to have to survive, is at your home. Like, and I don't want to go trekking through the woods. I don't want to go drinking water from a mountain stream. I want to be at home. I want to shelter in place. Like, our filter bottles, our seed kits, like that's for the gardens, the survival food buckets. Like, I don't want you dragging these things through the woods. Like, and quite honestly, grandma and grandpa, my wife doesn't want to go camping in the woods. I don't want to go camping in the woods. I want to survive at home. And this is stuff you need to survive at home with. You know, if God forbid we see another pandemic like the last one, like you've got to have something there to live off of, because you're not going trekking in the woods. You're not going killing deer. Like, what do we have at home to survive off of? And like, that's where these food buckets, and this, I mean, they're great to have. It's food security. It's insurance. And like I said, we haven't even seen expensive food yet. I'm buying seeds right now that are just absolutely insane. Tomato seeds are $1,000 for 5 pounds of seeds.
Oh my.
To put that into perspective, that was like a $17 purchase last year. They're $1,000 for 5 pounds right now. So, I mean, just the crop last year was decimated. Now we're seeing it in the seeds. We have yet to see expensive food.
Okay. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out where the disagreement is here, because so far everything you've said I agree with. You can't. Here's the thing, folks, about these emergency kits that you're bugging out with. This is, I think, what we might be relating to. I agree with Clayton entirely. I think the best defense is to stay at home and guard your stuff, because you cannot just run into your greenhouse or run into your raised beds or whatever the case may be and start plucking up vegetables out of the ground and throwing them in a backpack. It's just not practical. You got to stay home and protect what you have. And if there are people, I guess you need to find out from your neighbors who is prepared, because the ones that aren't prepared are going to be knocking on your doorstep, especially if you have greenhouses, raised bed gardenings, and everything in full view, and they can see you growing stuff, and they don't have any food, and they want food, and you are going to have to make a very hard decision when they try to come in your yard if it's not well fenced, you see, and you're not going to protect your perimeter, and if it's not fenced, there's only... You know, they're going to come rob you blind. Before you know it, your whole garden will be pulled up. I mean, this is just the way it is, folks. If you don't have it fenced up and you don't have a perimeter that's protected, you're in trouble. Bottom line.
Yeah. Well, and I tell you what, we even started really looking at, like, where are we shipping a lot of this food? And it amazed me at how much of this is going to skyscrapers in New York City. It amazed me at how much of this is downtown St. Louis, downtown Houston, California, right in the middle of L.A. Like, these are the people that are getting ready too, that think, wow, there's nothing I can do. Like, we're doomed. No, you're not. You know what I mean? Fill your closet up with freeze-dried survival food. And if you've got a shelter in place, know that you're good for 3-6 months a year, you know? So it's, and again, I always had that mindset, like, well, I'm out here in the country. You know what I mean? I got the stream I can pull from, and, you know, I can get a garden going. Well, the reality of it is most of us live in the city. You know, We're right in the middle of it. So we're not running out. Some of us don't have the opportunity to go out and plant a big garden, but we can put something in our windows, you know, if you're in an apartment. So, I mean, there's so many different ways to do this, but like, again, like my first thought was, well, we're all in the country. We're all going to go live in the woods, and basically that's not how it's going to happen. You know, we're going to shelter in place and protect what we've got.
And that word protect means by any means. So understand that, folks, it's serious stuff. We're not making light of any of this thing. I mean, we're throwing suppositions out on the table here. You have to be prepared for virtually every scenario. Bugging out, what Clayton is saying, is really not an option, especially when it comes to living in the city. If there is what happened in the summer of 2020 happening right in your neighborhood, you're not going to want to go to the grocery store to buy groceries, especially when they're in there looting it. They will loot the grocery stores. You saw what happened during COVID and how fast toilet paper flew off the shelves and people were getting into fisticuffs in parking lots over parking spaces. I know, because I was breaking up fights in Florida at the time that happened. I saw it with my own eyes. So you can't sit there and say that people are not going to act irrational because all of a sudden, oh my God, I don't have any food. What do you mean? Why? We should have known that already. How come? You know, and you're going to get into it with your next door neighbor, and this is where it's going to get ugly.
See, and this is, again, the shelter in place thing. I think if this comes down to it, a lot of us are end up going to have to just lock our front door and hope for the best, you know, because you're not going to be able to go to the grocery store. You're not going to be able to get food. If you go outside, you're probably going to be robbed, raped, or killed. So, I mean, this is lock your door, stay inside, and make sure you got food there to eat. Make sure you got water bottles to filter water. Get some 5-gallon buckets. Learn to capture water from the rain. You know, fill up your bathtub. But the big thing is you got to know how to filter that stuff. You know, we've got the water filter bottles on our website. We've got the pump to pure on the website. Water's a big thing.
You've got the storage containers, too.
We've got the storage containers,
too. I like those bricks. Those bricks are cool.
Oh, they work great. They work great. They work great. And they're just big enough that you can still carry them around. You know what I mean? Like, and again, this is my mentality. I need a 1,000-gallon storage tank. Well, that's great, but that 1,000-gallon storage tank is stuck down in the bottom and I can't move it. Like, I want something I can put inside my house, slide under the bed, you know, put in the closet. So the water bricks work great for that. They're stackable. They lock together and anybody can carry them.
Oh, you can make a table out of them, a coffee table out of them. This is what really unique. What you just get creative, folks. You can figure that out. But here's another thing that's driving what Clayton, what you were talking about, what's driving prices right now is diesel fuel, because diesel is necessary to get products from point A to point B. And if the price of that goes up, they pass it on to you and all the consumers.
Hey, it's still going up. We see what's going on with gas, and everybody thinks, oh, the world's problems are solved. Yeah, well, look what's going on with diesel. Like, it's still going up. There's still a shortage. You know, it still affects fertilizer. It affects transportation. It affects the tractors plowing the fields. Like, this is, again, we've all kind of gotten relaxed again. Like, oh, the world's okay. This will all be fine. Like, this spring is going to be rough. 2023 is going to be rough. I mean, we haven't seen nothing yet.
And that means that those of you that are thinking right now about planting a garden, whether it's raised bed, vertical grow, if you're in an apartment somewhere and you want to do vertical grow, it's out there. Those things are available. I have three of those containers right now. They have five buckets that are all stair-stepped, one on top of each other, that are easy to maintain. You get a couple of those on your back porch. You should be able to grow some food, some halfway decent food. Now, the buckets are about 6.5-7 inches deep. So, I mean, you're not going to be able to probably grow real deep-rooted vegetables, but there's a lot of the stuff with these seed kits that you can grow doing that if you can't get to a raised bed. Now, we have community gardens out there that you can participate in. Where I at, they have their own community garden, and you can actually rent a plot that's basically 4x8 plot for $100 a year and grow your own food there. And it's all gated. It's locked up. Only you can get to it. So, I mean, those are the sorts of things that if you can find a plot of land somewhere near you that nobody's messing with that you can get to, I mean, there's all sorts of options that you have as long as nobody discovers your cache. That's another thing. It's like caching weapons. You have to cache food storage as well. You got to find them, put them in a closet, keep them out of the proverbial eye. Because, you know, if neighbors see this stuff, then the temptation can turn into a reality. And then not only that, we got drought conditions as well that's affecting all of this stuff, which is why Clayton just said you need to learn to harvest rainwater, and then you may even have to filter it. But the nice thing about rainwater, we were told, Clayton, most of the plants can take what they need and chuck the rest of it.
Yeah. Dave, like I said, this vegetable seeds have shocked me. I've never seen increases in price like this. Never. I mean, we've been doing this for 10 years, and it's absolutely insane what vegetable seeds are costing right now. If you're on the fence about a present for somebody for Christmas, look at our heirloom seed kits. It may save their life one day. You know, even if they're not there for storage, it's good, healthy vegetables to eat this spring. We're holding our prices through the first of the year, but I can promise you they're going to go up, and you're going to start seeing them everywhere else go up too. So it's a good time of year to get a seed kit, throw it in the freezer, and hold on to it.
Makes sense. And so, you know, this is one of the reasons why Clayton's on here, folks, because he is on the front line of this thing, and he's been doing the homework. He's been doing the research. So you don't have to. He is giving you the front line stuff. Farming production, they're paying farmers not to grow. And then on top of that, glyphosate all over your food as a drying agent. You got to get off of that stuff, folks, because the average human is absorbing about 1.5 pounds of that crap a year into their system. And it's not good. It's not healthy for you. So, you know, this is the thing. And it doesn't matter what part of the world you are in, if they're using glyphosate to dry as a quick drying agent for wheat or any wheat product, this stuff is not good for you. Transportation, I mean, we're looking at the rail companies now that they're really upset. These unions, after what Congress and the president just did negotiating this rail strike out, cutting their sick days. And I mean, this is, it's not healthy. Everything that's going on here all affects what's going on. And now we're talking about something else too. Bioengineered food, buying from the wrong company. I can tell you right now, Heaven's Harvest is not bioengineered, is it?
No, it's not. No, it's not. A lot of our products are non-GMO as well. So, I mean, it's good stuff.
So non-GMO and not bioengineered, and basically you can, well, using plants as mRNA factories. They said they were going to start tainting our food with these things.
Oh, they absolutely are. Dave, I'm sure you've seen it where, is it a New Zealand company? Or I think it was a New Zealand company was just approved by the FDA to start growing lab-grown beef in the United States. Like, it's just crazy where they're taking our food. You know, I mean, no, it's just, it blows my mind what they're trying to do with our food source right now. You know, I had talked to somebody the other day that, are you in Florida?
No, I'm in Texas now.
Texas. All right. I was down in Florida last week is where I was, my old stomping grounds. And that's kind of what got me into the seed business was I worked for a bunch of these farmers watching these tractors run up and down the field, spraying chemicals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And at that point, I had just had kids. And I'm thinking, man, this is the garbage we're putting in our bodies. Like, this can't be good. And that kind of got me into the whole heirloom seeds and how to grow vegetables and stuff like that. But I was down there last week, and I had heard rumors that FPNL, which is Florida Power and Light, was buying up tons and tons and tons of orange groves and tomato fields to put solar panels on them. Dave, the field that I cut my teeth in is now a solar field.
Oh, like, my God.
Like, holy cow. Like, this is, people have talked about this. We've seen reports of it. And now that farm that got me into the business is a solar field. It's a giant, it's 10,000 acres of solar panels. Like, well, it's not 10,000 acres, but it's a 10,000 acre farm. And they've started putting solar panels on it. They bought the farm up, and it's like, man, where do they think we're going to get our vegetables from? I mean, it's just, they're tearing down orange groves and putting neighborhoods in as fast as they can, yet the farmers are going by the wayside. And I'm just, it blows my mind as to what's happening.
So the thing is that people are going to want to start growing. They're going to want to get fruit trees started. I have a feeling. I mean, this is just, it's bigger than both of us, Clayton. And not only that, it's Aldi is considering selling edible insects to help families through the cost of living crisis. Yep, I'm just going to run down to my Aldi store and go get me a bottle of bugs.
Dave, I think this is the ultimate plan, though. Like, this is their ultimate goal. I mean, this is like Agenda 2030, like full force. You know, I mean, this is what they're trying to, control our food. To where they tell us what to eat, when we eat it. We're all going to get chips or cards that, you know, give us permission to get this much food today. I mean, this is what the world is working towards, you know. This is what's going on in, like, the Norwegian countries right now with wanting to cut
Cuba.
Out the farms.
Cuba.
Yeah.
Three eggs per person?
Yeah. It's coming here. Like, this is the ultimate – this is their ultimate goal. This is how – all your climate change activists, this is what they're shooting for. And they're winning. They're winning. I mean, it'll be too late to fight back.
And see, now you got migration problems. And what happens when everybody starts migrating? Title 42 is going to end here, and we're going to have migration problems. I mean, 10,000 people a day will be crossing this border into America. Now, how do you think that our government is going to deal with stuff like this? When these people don't have food, you are, I don't even know that you've got enough ammunition to withstand the hordes if they happen to come to your property and they want to rape, pillage, and plunder. They're going to do it. If they're starving, I mean, this is like taking a foreclosed family out of their house, putting them under a bridge. They're going to get angry, and they're going to take matters into their own hands, even if it means they've got to kill to survive. I mean, this is worse than Darwinism, but, you know,
I think 10,000 is really unrealistic. I think it's probably 2, 3, 4 times that much. I mean, our government might tell us 10,000, but we know it's a lot more than that.
No, we're talking about a day.
What, there was 7,000 people that crossed in one section last week. Like,
exactly.
That was like in one section, 7,000 people. So the 10,000, I think you're looking at 30, 40, 50,000 people a day.
That's crazy. I mean, we can't feed them all. If they're doing what they're doing to us right now, folks, there's no way they're feeding all of us. There is no way. It's not going to happen. Today's high food prices, by the way, according to reports, were planned during a 2015 food shortage simulation. So, Clayton, I guess what you're telling me based on your research is that the government already knew they were going to throw us into this mess, didn't they?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. This didn't happen by accident. This isn't a mistake. I mean, they've been talking about this for several years now. This is all part of the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab talks. I mean, they tell us what they're going to do. They're doing it right now. and we're all blind to it. Our eyes are closed. I mean, they're controlling the seed. They're controlling the farm. You know, and that was kind of, I mean, a year ago, we're thinking, well, that's our saving grace. The American farmer is not going to let this happen. Well, look what they're doing in Canada. Look what they're doing, like, in Europe. Like, they're seizing farmland now. Well, we're going to pay a fair price for it. Yeah, who determines that? And maybe I want to keep my farm. No, you can't. We're taking it. And, you know, all in the name of climate change.
Yep. So and see, and when they can control your consumption, they control your output. They control all of it, because once they start issuing those digital IDs, then the next thing is the chip in the hand. And, you know, I'm sorry, but at that point in time, we draw the line. We, the people, have to stand up and do something, because they start going to the digital currency in the banking system right now, which they are planning on doing. They're already starting to test this stuff. They tried it in UK. They tried it in Ireland. The people fought back. We want to know just, you know, what is going to turn your stomach enough to get on the phone and start letting your congressman have an earful and telling him, you do this. Don't come back to your own neighborhood. Don't come back here and have a town hall meeting. I mean, there's already been major disruptions now because of the dissatisfaction of even union workers. You know, Washington Post just had a big eruption at a town hall meeting they had when they decided they were going to lay off people. So what can I say, you know?
Here's my deal, though. I keep hearing saying we got to save the country. We got to save the country. We got to get out there and, you know, change this. We've got record high inflation. Food prices are through the roof. Any store you go to, the cost of the goods is absolutely insane. I mean, vehicle prices are absolutely insane. If there was ever an election that we were going to change it, to me, that would have been in November. I did not see a red wave. I mean, not even close. So the way I'm thinking is, well, obviously, more than half the country agrees with the direction we're heading. I don't. I certainly don't. I don't think you do either.
Nope, sure don't.
So, I mean, I wouldn't rely on the fact that we're going to show up in 2 years and vote all these people out and completely change the course of this, because I don't believe that's going to happen.
Yep.
I think if you like the way you live right now, you better learn to grow a garden. You better put some survival food in your closet and learn to take care of yourself.
That's right. That's why we're selling Heaven's Harvest Emergency Survival Food here at the Power Mall. Order yours today. Order them for Christmas presents. Get the seed kits. You better start stocking up, because this we are not playing around with. Clayton Llewellyn, thanks so much for joining us. We'll have you back again soon. Take care and God bless you for all the work you're doing.
Dave, thank you.
We'll be back after the break. StopJoe.com
is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.